T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, I understand your point, which is David Price is gutless.
Oh, my God.
Which you're right about. You have always been right about
this guy. I mean, the guy, was he 0-10 lifetime in his career in the playoffs?
Yes.
0-10.
Yes.
I mean, well, you got to be kidding me. And the guy can't even get out of the third inning. Gary Sanchez, forget about it. I mean, it's a joke. He's got 6 home runs in 12 at-bats.
It is ownage to another level.
Oh, my God.
But if you're the Red Sox, you have to start.
I guess.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to take a guy who's been their best pitcher in the second half and say, all right, you got this series off. We'll see you in the ALCS if we survive.
I wouldn't even pitch him then.
No, you have to.
I guess.
Then again, I know his playoff struggles have been awful. See, it's the combination of his playoff struggles and the fact that the Yankees own him.
Own him.
And you combine them, and you got what we saw on Saturday night. And to the Yankees' credit, they took advantage of it. And the guy who continues to impress is Aaron Judge.
Oh, he's tremendous.
Because he's a tone setter.
Bro, he's the guy. He's the new Mickey Mantle. I that's how I look at Aaron Judge. That's what he is.
Well, right now, what he's been doing reminds me on numerous occasions of what Jeter did to the Mets in Game 4 of 2000, in which a home run just takes the air out of your opponent's sails.
He did it in a playoff game, too, in a one game in the Oakland game, too.
He did it in the wild card game.
Yep.
He's been doing that so well, and it just changes things. And it's so impressive. I mean, when he hit that home run behind in the count against David Price, it was a reminder. It was a, hey, David, we still own your ass. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah. Yep.
And the Sanchez thing, I mean, he continues to own him.
Yep. No, it does not look. I mean, bro, I wouldn't bet on a game like that. But to me, it was a layup. David, there was no way the Yankees were not winning that game. No, there was just no way. No way.
That's why the Red Sox needed to hold on and win game one.
Had to win game one.
Because they could not walk into that game two, handing the baseball to David Price in a game in which if they lost, they were going to fall behind 0-2.
The good news for the Red Sox is Price will not pitch in this series again.
That is true.
That's the good news for them.
They can send him away for now.
He will not pitch in this series again.
But now they will hand the ball to Nathan Eovaldi. And the thing about Eovaldi and Rick Porcello is that both of those guys have pitched well against the Yankees this year. No question. But both of those guys are hittable. Both of those guys can be beat.
Right.
Both of those guys, the Yankees are capable of putting a crooked number
but
against.
But neither of those guys is David Price.
No. Nobody's David Price. I mean, who's him at this point?
Oh, my God.
It is kind of comical.
It's hilarious.
And to hear the crowd as he walked off the mound.
What's the definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, and the results are never different.
Well, the hope
is. And that's insanity with David Price.
The hope is eventually. David, because David Price has had these randomly good starts against the Yankees during the regular season.
Okay.
But think about when they occur. He had a good start against the Yankees earlier this year when they had won the first 3 games of that 4-game series.
Right.
It felt the pressure was off at that point.
Right.
Even though the Red Sox were up 1-0 in the series, the pressure was on. And I noticed something last Saturday night at Fenway. When David Price went out to the Red Sox bullpen to warm up, they gave him a standing ovation. The Red Sox fans were doing everything they can to root this guy on. Mm. They gave him a standing ovation.
You were at that game. What were they saying as he's walking off the mound getting out of the second inning?
Booing him, cursing him.
I can only imagine.
I tweeted a video of the Red Sox fans booing him off the mound.
Show me that.
He sucks. It was a new level of suckitude that he hit because
suckitude.
He is so bad in the playoffs. See, these other guys, Clayton Kershaw. You know, we hear Clayton Kershaw so bad in the playoffs.
Right.
He has his moments.
He does.
Look at what happened
this week.
Clayton
Kershaw also is a far better pitcher overall than David Price.
I understand
that. He's not even in the same league.
I get that. Clayton Kershaw's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right,
but David Price is a good regular season pitcher.
He's good. Right.
I mean, guy's been a Cy Young caliber guy.
I understand.
He's not that anymore, but if you look at what he did in the second half, he was very good. But it's consistent, Joe. Every time this guy needs to. If you're the Red Sox, where it's all about the playoffs, kind of like Yankees, it's all about the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to say this about Nick Swisher, who's on a much different level than David Price, too. At what point do you say, I can't have this guy on my team because as soon as the games matter, he's going to fail?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, I mean, like I said, to me, it was a layup. I mean, he actually went out even sooner than I thought he would. I thought maybe he might last 3. I figured three innings, you know, well, for him.
You know what? Alex Cora said, I can't mess around.
You had to do that.
And that's the thing we're seeing throughout the baseball playoffs, and we even saw it to a negative side, even though it didn't backfire with Aaron Boone. I would have let Masahiro Tanaka start the sixth inning.
Yeah, he was good, as he usually is.
And here's what I'm thinking with the Yankees moving forward. So they're going to pitch Severino today, and the plan is CC tomorrow.
Right.
Now, you could pitch CC tomorrow. That's fine. But it is a must. It is a must, in my opinion, that if the Yankees are playing Game 5 at Fenway Park,
Tanaka
makes the start.
I completely agree.
We said this for a month leading into the wild card game.
No doubt about it.
I'm more emboldened now.
He is
the best pitcher on this team. He is their
money
pitcher.
Guy.
He is their ace.
Can't say I couldn't agree with you more.
We
said it the whole time.
And I'm not
knocking.
And I'm with
you. To get to a Game 5, he's got to pitch that game.
No doubt.
Not even a thought.
It's not a knock on Jay Happ and what happened in Game 1. He was bad in Game 1. I get it. What I would do personally is I'd pitch Jay Happ in Game 4. I'd bring him back on short rest. He only threw 44 pitches. I'd have CC Sabathia now as a weapon out of the bullpen, and I think he can be a weapon out of the bullpen. So I'd use Happ short rest thinking, you know, he barely threw any pitches in Game 1. He has the great success against the Red Sox. Let's go. And then I go with the guy I trust the most in Game 5. Masahiro Tanaka is the money pitcher. It's the opposite of price. How many times, Joe, do we need to see this guy come
100%.
Up big?
We talked about it for the wild card game. I completely agree. He comes every postseason game, this guy's been good for the Yankees. Everyone.
Really?
Everyone he's pitching in.
And the decision Boone made, it's baseball in 2018 and it's analytics. The analytics tell you.
You don't want to go the third time through the order.
That's right.
And
so
I know.
Even though he's at 78 pitches. 78 pitches?
No, bro.
Not a 98 pitches.
I understand.
He felt the need. Hey, let me go to my bullpen. I trust them the most. Let's go get these outs. But the Yankees, if you're a Yankee fan, you felt Game 1 was a missed opportunity with all the chances they had against the Red Sox bullpen. The fact is, they did their job. They got the split in Boston, and if they can continue to play the kind of baseball at home that they've played the last few years in the postseason, then this thing ain't going back to Fenway. It'll go straight to Houston, Texas.
I think it will, though. I think they'll go back to a Game 5 with the Yankees will win a Game 5.
Which game do the Red Sox win here?
I don't know. I don't think they'll win one of them. I don't know which one it'll be. I'll be surprised if the Yankees close them out, but I do think the Yankees will win Game 5 in Boston, and I definitely think that you should pitch Tanaka in that game if it comes to it.
Yeah, so if you want to keep CC in Game 4 and just have Happ as a bullpen weapon, that's fine. But either way, no matter how you get there, the end result needs to be Tanaka pitching Game 5.
I'm with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.